3 3/4, I think.
Yeah. That would give you better sound if it put it on 1.5, whatever, this music wouldn't.
That's the speed that we're using.
I always use 3 3/4. Of course, if you want to get a little better quality, then you can run faster. It runs through some faster.
Not very economical.
No. Huh?
Okay. Well, what about, say, if you got a cut on your finger, something that you might put on it to prevent infection, say it's brown liquid?
Of course, I preferred the Crescent that they quit making. Now you raise up with it, now you have to get Purifoam.
Is there anything, any other kind of liquid that might be used for
well,
that?
Well, earlier they put turpentine sugar on cuts. That's what the older people did in this area. Of course, you know, they made poultices in the earlier days out of, they used dirt dauber nests. There must have been some chemical reaction somewhere or other, and then you set dirt dauber nests.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have that? Some old timers.
What about, could you use iodine on it?
Well, yes, but then we never use iodine anymore. Of course, they used to before you had the Crescent and some of those other items. They use iodine. Sometimes they paint your tonsils with it.
Well, what about this white bitter powder that people took for malaria?
Oh, quinine. Boy, I took enough of that to make my head swim for years.
Is that right?
I worked down in the swamp country and picked up malaria.
Mm.
And they gave me quinine. That's the only way you could treat it back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I was operating a line of type, and I couldn't even hear the machine run. I took so much of stuff.
Is that right?
Mm.
What about, I'll ask you few things about death. Have you ever heard any other expressions other than a person saying, well, so-and-so died?
Well, they say passed on, passed away.
Any kind of crude expressions?
Well, he gave up the ghost.
Okay. What about
kicked off?
Kick the bucket.
Of course, that's a pearl way to go. When you get older, you don't like to hear that. They died suddenly.
Mm-hmm. What about the place where people are buried? That's called
the cemetery graveyard.
Does it make any difference if it's a small one, maybe on a person's private property?
Well, they still call it a private graveyard. Family plot.
What about the box that people are buried in? That's the
casket or coffin. Well, of course they usually now put them in a concrete vault. Put the casket in a concrete vault. Mm-hmm. Of course they used to, they just had a wooden box. In fact, I guess originally they just put the coffin in there. Mm-hmm. Then later on they began to build a box, you know, and put a box in there. And then when the undertaker couldn't get enough money off the family, they insisted you put in the concrete vault.
What about the ceremony for the dead person? That's the
funeral ceremony. You know what they usually say, funeral.
And the people who are dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourners or, the mourners. Of course, here we, I guess they did, the widow or the widow would probably be in black around the veil on.
And you say they're in?
Mourning.
What about if somebody was inquiring about your health on just an average day, what would you, they said, well, how are you doing, or how are you feeling, what would you probably say?